Gary Pert is the Melbourne CEO, the Premiership CEO, and he joins us live on Sports Day. Gary, what was the ticketed event? What was it for, Matty? A regional tour that was going around?
It was a private company, I think, that put it on Purdy.
Okay, it was $149 for a ticket, $499 for a family pass. I think they were promising, was it the coach was going to be there, some players as well?
A replica cup, yeah. Are you
involved
in that at all?
Look, it's one of those ones that are a little bit frustrating, I've got to say, is, you know, during this period when the players and coaches finish at the end of the year, they have a period when, you know, they have time off and they have a break. During that time, it's very difficult for us to be getting the cup out and about to our supporters, which in the next couple of days, we're going to be launching our national tour of the cup. We want to make sure that we get it to every supporter nationally that wants to be there, get a photo, see the cup. We'll be starting off the first stage of that in Metro Melbourne and regional Victoria because of border restrictions. But eventually, as things open up, it'll be going to all the supporter groups around Australia. But, you know, there are commercial operations that have produced replica or, in effect, fake Premiership Cups, and they're paying players and coaches and others to go along, and it's a commercial operation. It's nothing to do with the club.
Would you prefer them not to, though, Gary? Would you prefer the players to say no?
Oh, look, the AFL industry is such that there's a lot of commercial operations that work on the edge of the industry, and, you know, it's one of those things that, for us, we want to make sure that every Melbourne supporter can see and experience the cup for free. In fact, our national tour will probably cost around $100,000 by the time it's finished. You know, I do struggle with the fact that the commercial operations, that's exactly what they are. And unfortunately, we feel a lot of questions and calls and emails and messages that come through to the club, the Melbourne Footy Club, answering about what is, you know, two or three that I know of commercial ventures that are operating at the moment.